Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Thursday, January 11th, 2007. I didn't say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I usually say good evening just pretty automatically, but you know, it's not a good evening. It's not a good evening when there are Americans fighting and dying or being fought against and dying in a foreign country in a war that need not and should not have been fought. So it's not a good evening. Maybe there are a few of those soldiers over there who really enjoy what they're doing, and good for them. I'm glad they're there then. But there's a lot of people over there who never expected to be fighting a war that's not in America's interests and that is, in fact, in the interests of a foreign nation. And that's what that war in Iraq is all about. So it's not a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say that. It's a good evening for, you know, for those of us who are healthy and safe. You know, as I said to somebody the other day, they asked me how I was doing, and I said I could very well be in Iraq. They got the message loud and clear. I didn't watch the president last night, of course, because I think he was going through his motions as I was at the same time here on this network. And I hope you were listening here rather than there. But I did read a transcript of the president's words, rantings, ravings. And he said failure in Iraq would be a disaster for the United States. Well, I'm here to tell this fool that the United States has failed in Iraq. And it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. You know, even the Washington Post today, front page story says, intensified combat on streets likely. It's likely to touch off a more dangerous phase of the war, featuring months of fighting in the streets of the Iraqi capital, current and former military officials warned. You know, I'd like to see George Bush over there in the streets of Baghdad. I'd like to see Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle and John McCain and Joe Lieberman, Edgar Bronfman of the World Jewish Congress, Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. I'd like to see those guys over there in the streets of Baghdad. Now, I heard you out there. One of the listeners said, oh, you can't attack John McCain. He's already served his country. Well, yes, he did serve in Vietnam, and he was a prisoner of war, but we can criticize John McCain because he's standing up for policies that are very, very wrong and very dangerous for America. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. The Democrats are really making hay with the president's surge, as he calls this thing, this surge of sending more troops to Iraq. They say, and, you know, the four top Democrats in Congress, they issued a joint statement saying that the president's proposal, quote, endangers our national security by placing additional burdens on our already overextended military. Well, you know, those Democrats in Congress, they are absolutely right. But let's face it, folks, they're pulling the wool over our eyes because we know doggone well that when push comes to shove, even though the American people were up in arms about this war in Iraq, it was the Senate Democrats, including all the Democrats who were talking, all the senators who voted on it, who were talking about running for president, they voted for Bush's war, the Zionist war in Iraq. And now they're playing politics. They're playing partisan politics. Hang them all and hang them high. Hang them all together, Republicans and Democrats alike. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. A few more news notes when we come back, and we'll go to the phones tonight, see what you have to say. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headaches Dagon, the all-natural cure for headaches.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of our sponsor, Headaches Stay Gone. Their website on the internet, headachesstaygone.com, very interesting website. And because this is a very interesting product. It's a product that works. I was down at the American Free Press office today talking with some of the people there, putting this week's issue of the paper together, and I commented about Headaches Stay Gone, and we got into a discussion of it, and I said, this is a really great product. So don't take my word on it. Check it out yourself. Order a bottle. Try it out. If you're happy with it, pay for it. The number is 800-327-0727 to call Headache Stay Gone. Or check it out on the web at headachestaygone.com. Well, we have quite a few callers already lined up here, and I'm going to go to the callers in a minute, but I wanted to point this out. General Wesley Clark, who ran for the Democratic presidential nomination in the 2004 campaign, has made some very interesting remarks, and guess what? He's in trouble with the Jewish lobby for having spoken the truth. Mr. Clark, or I should say General Clark, was being interviewed by Arianna Huffington. And she asked General Clark why he was so sure that the United States was heading in the direction of attacking Iran. And this is what General Clark had to say. Now, bear in mind that General Clark's father was Jewish, although General Clark was raised as a Baptist with his Christian mother and his adoptive father. So General Clark is Jewish, and it's hard to call him an anti-Semite. But this is what he said. This is General Clark speaking. This is why he thinks we're going to have an attack on Iran from the United States. He says, you just have to read what's in the Jewish press. The Jewish community is divided. But there is so much pressure being channeled from the New York money people to the office seekers. That's General Wesley Clark. In other words, the New York money people are telling the office seekers, that's the politicians, that they want war. The New York money people want war, folks. And those New York money people aren't Jesuits. Those New York money people aren't agents of the Vatican. No, those New York money people are big shots in the Jewish lobby that runs things in Washington, and they're the ones who want to get us into the war, and that's what this battle-tested general, who happens to be of half-Jewish descent, this is what he has to say. Well, needless to say, Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League was very upset about that. And he says that General Clark's comments fueled the flames and gave credibility to so-called conspiracy theories. That's what he calls them, conspiracy theories that say that the Jews in Israel are pushing the United States into war. Well, these aren't theories. They're facts, absolute facts. Not the Vatican that's trying to get us into a war against Iran. It wasn't the Vatican that got us into the war against Iraq, folks. If you've heard that somewhere, I'm here to tell you, it ain't true. All right, let's go to the callers. Let's go to Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hi, Mike. How's it going tonight?
Well, it's pretty cold here in D.C., but, it's not as dangerous here as it is in the streets of Baghdad, so I'm glad I'm here.
Well, hey, if you go two blocks off the main drag down there, it is as dangerous as it is in Baghdad, and as we all well know. Because you can't go out at night in Washington D.C. unless you're in the main district down there. You go four blocks away and you're practically good as dead. But that's not the reason I called.
You do have to duck sometimes.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's not the reason I called. The reason I call is I'm amazed at how you can live in that cesspool of Washington D.C.
Well, I tell you what, I'm too poor to move.
You must be dirt poor because hey, if I had to crawl on broken glass with two broken legs, I'd get away from that place because that's ridiculous. I mean, you're talking about a place that has representatives like Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut and Barbara Mikulski from Maryland and Ben Cardin, a newly elected senator. And the two senators from Maine, Olympia Snow and what's the other, Susan Collins? Susan Collins can't speak English, and Olympia Snow shouldn't. I mean, this is how ridiculous that place is.
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's been this way for a long, long time. You know, since the way I look at it, there haven't been any real, with a few exceptions, there've been a few good people in Congress. But,
very few.
But it really wasn't until after about 1945, that's when the real congressional titans started to filter out. You know, in the 20s, 30s, and early 40s, we had some real stars in Congress, some real good people. But we got a lot of garbage in the late 40s and early 50s, and they hung on through the 60s. Well,
you had a lot of communist agents in the 40s. Look, what's the name of Dees from New York, who is a registered communist?
I think you're thinking of Dick Stein. His name is
Dick Stein. That's him from New York, yeah. And I mean, this has been since the 40s this place has been controlled by these people. More or less. I mean, it got progressively worse, of course. But I mean, now you're down to Susan Collins and Olympia Snow. I mean, and they got the guts to put these people on TV.
Well, you know, they're pretty mundane compared to sleazeballs like John McCain and Charles Schumer and Joe Lieberman.
McCain's the biggest sleazeball of all.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to. If you had to draw a list of the 10 worst members of Congress, I'm not quite sure who I'd put there at the top. But, I'll tell you what, Jim, it's funny. Years ago, I used to put a lot of stock in who was elected to Congress, and I thought it was a very, very important thing. And I used to know all the Democrats, maybe not all of them, but, I mean, I had a pretty good handle on the names and status of and voting records of most of the members of Congress. That was back in the early 1970s into the 1980s. But once I got here to Washington and really started watching things, as they were going on, I realized that in many respects it was a waste of time pay any attention to it. And that's sad because these are the people that are calling the shots. These are the people that are making these laws that that affect us all on a daily basis. But, you know, right now in Congress, there's, you could probably count on your hand five people who might be worth something.
Congress,
and even that's
like a circus right now. It's like a circus. You think, how could these people of this state or this congressional district elect that buffoon? And you think, how could they do that? But they do over and over again.
Well, you know, I tell you what part of the problem is that, and this is so commonplace, that there are many, many people who say, well, my congressman is a good guy, but the rest of them are bad guys.
Bernie Sanders from Vermont, that guy's a card-carrying communist, has been his whole life.
Well, but you see, this is the thing, you know, people say, well, mine's a good guy, he might have some problems, but on the whole, he's better than the rest of them, and that happens in all the congressional districts, so... These people just keep coming back. You know, I really wish people would just have the common sense to just for once, you know, vote them all out at the same time, you know, and just start fresh. And maybe we could actually have some, maybe we could dismantle this police state that they've set up. Maybe we could get some common sense back. But I don't. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
The chances are two and Slim Dunn left town because none's the answer, because it's not going to happen. When you got people that elect characters like some of whom I've described, I mean, take one look at, you know who Rosa DeLauro is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who in the world would elect that to represent them?
You know,
she looks
just...
like, you know, the old characters from I Love Popeye. What do they call those characters? there's a certain group of characters. They call them from I Love Popeye. I mean, just the Goons or something like that. I forget now. The Goons. I think it was the Goons. I Love Popeye. She looked exactly. And these people from Connecticut elect her to Congress. Now, what hope does that bode for the future of the country?
Well, you know what I mean. They reelected Joe Lieberman to the Senate. You know, and they really had an opportunity to get rid of him there.
Lieberman, who's continually touted as the Orthodox Jew who practices religion religiously, and his whole religion is the first thing they say when they wake up in the morning is, thank God I'm not a Gentile or a woman. Now, what kind of people would elect somebody like that and say, oh, he's very religious, when the first two oaths they make every day is, thank God I'm not a Gentile or a woman?
Well, you know, that's something, I don't know, you know, I didn't hear the Women's Rights and the Women's Libers activists
complaining
about that.
The church he goes to makes the women stand outside. They're not allowed in there.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You know, you don't hear that. It's that double standard, that special privilege, you know, but you
have
know,
you
I don't want to
think... Have you ever seen that mentioned on the news media that the church he goes to makes the women stand outside, they're not allowed to go in and mix with the men?
Have you
heard that?
No, I mean, I did,
because I searched the Internet religiously. Practically, I'm retired, so I don't have anything better to do. So I searched it. I find out this information.
Well, it's not something that they want to. It's not going to be broadcast.
Well, of course, I mean, you're not
going to
see
news,
it.
Of course,
you're not
going to
see it broadcast on Fox. They're not going to say, "Hey, Joe, how come you make the women stand outside at 5 below 0 while you go into church?" You're not going to say that.
Well, you see, again, you know, you just put your finger on the whole thing here. It's the media. The media is the enemy. The media is the mechanism of control.
If you control the media, you control everything.
That's right, and
they've known that for 200 years, or 400, or practically 1,000 years.
Ever since there's been any form of communication, the bad guys have always tried to get control of whatever process of communication there is, and this is why we have to have independent media like Republic Broadcasting.
But one of the main reasons I call is I'd like to, for any of your viewers that has access to the Internet, to go on Internet and call up a picture of Rosa DeLauro, and that will prove my whole point. Everything I've said, it will prove that nobody in their right mind would ever elect somebody like that to be their representative.
All right, Jim, thanks for your call. She is pretty scary looking.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here from Washington, D.C. We have quite a few callers, so I'm just going to go on right to the callers. Again, we have Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Have you heard of the no-hide laws before?
Yes, I have. And, you know, I tell you, I haven't read about them in quite a while. Go ahead. What were you going to say about them?
Well, there's in our state, for the past couple of years, I mean, yesterday, there is a guy in Bennington, Vermont, who was repeatedly molested this 4-year-old boy for a year or so, went to court, pled guilty, and the judge let him go, and they didn't even put conditions on his release so he couldn't see the kid or nothing. And this is happening a lot, and it's just baffling. I mean, people in this state are just going crazy, and they can't understand the legal system. How can they do this? They can send somebody to jail on a DWI or something minor with no injured party, but they're not even imprisoning these child molesters.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I heard of a similar case, I believe in Pennsylvania. Well, I'm not sure where it was, but I heard a very, very similar case. I mean, it was almost exactly on point. In fact, I think this particular case may have involved a rabbi who had done that. Now, you had mentioned this in the context of these Noahide laws. Now, this is, you know, I wish I had studied this more carefully when I first read about it. The word Noahide is, I think, spelled N-O-A-H, maybe H-I-D-E, or maybe it's only one H in there. But as I understand it, they're Jewish religious impositions that are considered that they're Jewish laws, but as I understand it, there have actually been local government entities that have like more or less commemorated these Noahide laws with formal resolutions and so forth. Now, bear in mind, Jeff, this is off the top of my head, and if there's anybody out there who knows a little bit more about it and can tell us about it, I wish they'd call in. But it's something suspicious, and I guess you're perhaps drawing the parallel that maybe these Noahide laws are overflowing onto our onto law enforcement and the implementation of other laws. Is that, do I read you correctly there?
Yeah, you definitely read me.
I'm glad you brought it up. You know, as I say, I remember I kept the file on it a long, long time ago, but I've never really done any writing on it. So as a consequence of it, I'm not real well versed on it. But I you know what, Jeff? I think you might be on to something there. I'm going to do some more research on that, and maybe if we can find somebody who can talk about it in detail, I'll have them on the show one evening.
There's got to be an answer to this. You know, there's got to be something that, because there's no reasoning. The Constitution is pretty clear. If you do a crime, you're going to have to be punished for that crime, and they're not being punished. And it's sick.
I agree with you 100%. And it is puzzling. But but I think there is probably some subtle explanation for it, and it may well be something along those lines right there. So I'm going to look into it myself. I'm going to scribble a note to do that and check it out. But as I say, if there's anybody listening in here tonight who knows anything about those Noahide laws and how they may affect our general law enforcement and so forth, I'd like to hear from somebody. So
I know a little about it, but I don't know. I just read. I know George Bush Sr., George Bush's dad, put those in 91 on some House resolution something.
This is what I kind of remember something from that period myself. But the actual detail, as I say, I actually had a file on it. I probably still do in this morass that I call my office. But I'm gonna try to do some more research on that. And like
I will
I say,
too. And I'll call in if I find anything.
All right, great. Appreciate it, Jeff. Good thinking there. So, all right, let's go to Mike from Arizona. Mike, we have a break coming up in a couple minutes, but I think we can squeeze you in here.
Okay, just a couple things. I think that Noahide signed it into law. It was PL-104-something, and now it's called Education Day USA. Of course, they have to have camouflage on to it so people don't know what's going on. Last night, you had said something about, you were talking about Israel and being parasite nations, and you read that article, some about exporting scientists and things like that, and you'd asked if anybody will find anything wrong with what you said. And have you ever heard of a book called Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr?
Yes, I actually have a copy of that book. Yeah, an interesting book, yeah.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I kind of, not to, you know, pick at you, but whoever was saying that stuff about them exporting scientists. Now, back in the early 1900s, this was long before the Balfour Declaration, they had done geological surveys over there in what was to become Israel, and they had discovered somewhere between $5 and $6 trillion worth of minerals like manganese, magnesium, and bauxite in the Dead Sea. So when we hear about these people being so poor, and, you know, bear in mind, $5 to $6 trillion today is a considerable amount of money, but, you know, in 1905, $1 trillion was quite a bit of money.
It's still quite a bit of money, exactly. Yeah, and of course, in today's dollars, that trillion is many, many, many trillions more. So,
a Brazilian.
Yeah, Brazilian, exactly. All right, Mike, we have this break coming up. Why don't you hang on here? We'll be back in a minute or so.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, which is the headquarters of American Free Press. I was down there to the American Free Press office today visiting while they were putting the paper together for next week, and pleased to tell you that the lead story in American Free Press this week is an exclusive firsthand account by best-selling British historian David Irving of his now infamous jailing in Austria by the Zionist thought police. You know, David spent 13 months in prison in Austria on charges of denying the Holocaust. Well, David has written a very interesting, I should say, I haven't read it myself, folks, so I don't want to mislead you, but I'm told by my colleagues, David has, American Free Press, that David has written a very interesting, even entertaining account of his mistreatment at the hands of the criminals and of his jailing alongside criminals for 13 months for daring to express his opinions in a country where opinions are not acceptable if they cross certain lines. So that's in American Free Press this week among the highlights. Anyway, we have Mike from Arizona here with us. Mike, did you have any further comments before we move on?
Yeah, I do. I have a question. Last night you gave out a website, that Fennyite1 at yahoo.com.
Well, no, that's not the website.
Email.
Email,
yes,
address, Fennyite1 at yahoo.com.
Okay, and is that one, is that O-N-E or the numeral one?
Thank you for bringing that up. It's number one, yes, Fennyite1, Fennyite1 at yahoo.com.
Okay, and Scott Ritter He's just recently wrote a book called Target Iran. I picked up an article out of antiwar.com written by Charlie Reese on the 6th of January, 07. And here's a pretty interesting quote from it, and it says, "Let there be no doubt, if there is an American war with Iran, it was a war that was made in Israel."
Oh, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. I read that book. In fact, I actually wrote a story about it in American Free Press several weeks ago. And look, everybody knows that's what the source of the trouble is. Israel is at the center of the world's problems right now. It's not the Vatican. It's the state of Israel. And the state of Israel is not a front for the Vatican, like some people say. And until people are willing to publicly state that fact and recognize that fact, we're just going to get ourselves into more problems.
Deeper and deeper. Right. And take it from me that John McCain is he's a pure politician, and I wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher.
Well, I wouldn't call him pure. Let's put it this way. He's an impure politician.
Yeah, that might be a better description. Yeah, because, you know, we always hear a lot of people being elected, but everybody after the fact that somebody gets elected to an office like a president or vice president, and then the people from that state go, oh, boy, well, you know, if you'd only known what was really this guy was about. And I can tell you right here from being from Arizona, don't vote for John McCain.
Yeah, well, all right. And, you know, I expect we're going to hear a lot more people from Arizona saying that in the years ahead.
Okay, great show, Mike.
All right, later. Mike, thanks for your call. All right, here is the country boy from Indiana. What are you doing out there tonight?
Greeting, Ambassador Piper.
How you doing, country boy?
Hey, when I heard that this guy called up and said that you should go light on John McCain because he served in the military, let me tell you what I caught this week on the television. I think he was at the Rose Bowl, whatever it was down in Arizona. It was the Rose Bowl, I think it was. Not the Rose Bowl, whatever, the college, the big one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He was out there in the middle of the field, you know, flipping the coin. But then they announced, you know, with the captains at the beginning of the game, then they announced some colonel from Florida. Now, I don't want to give the guy's name. He was retired because I'm not sure of it. But he was a congressional, a Medal of Honor winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called his name 2-3 times, and he didn't appear on the television screen. Now, let me tell you what I picked up from that from all my time in the military. When you get to be an 06, okay, you don't make mistakes. You've been through so many ceremonies. You don't make mistakes. That's how you went all the way up the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
That was a snub to John McCain on national-wide television. He would not stand on the same camera as John McCain. That's what he thought of him.
Very, very interesting. And you know, I didn't know you were going to make that point. That's very, very interesting. And I'll tell you why I think your analysis there is absolutely correct. And that's because, you know, when McCain ran for president, he played up his prisoner of war status. And he had 4 or 5 of his fellow prisoners of war traveling around the country campaigning with them. And that, you know, the implication of that was that all the POWs, you know, liked John McCain because he was a fellow POW, and that the POW families liked John McCain. That's not true at all. That was pure stage drama. The POW, most of the POWs and their families absolutely hold John McCain in contempt.
Well, same way with Kerry. If you got people, you can find 5 to 10 people that's been in the military in some way. If their family members need jobs, you know, they can be bribed or whatever. They can be helped along to go out there and say that the guy has done good things. But I really picked up on that because you don't make mistakes like that. And that was a deliberate snub.
That's
also
interesting.
On Sunday, they had the PBR, the Professional Bull Riders Rodeo, out of New York City. So then they take one of these cowboys, they put him in the stand, and they're doing an interview. And as the camera looks up over his shoulder, I see a guy. And for a second, I said, it looks like that clown Giuliani. But I said, maybe it's not. But then guess what? 5 minutes later, they got Giuliani up there, and he's wearing a bright Western-cut sport coat, okay? One of these ones you buy in Las Vegas. No working, man. And I'm telling you, that guy, he talked about he's wearing his lucky cowboy boots, and Oh, I'm telling you, it's just that
Giuliani wouldn't know how to put on cowboy boots if they paid him one of the big fees that they pay him to go out and give these phony speeches to kids.
But I mean, this is what I'm. This the point I want to bring up is that they're putting in these politicians into the TV to think that if people see him someplace, that's going to give them more votes. But I think it's going to be the opposite, and I don't think that Giuliani can play outside of New York and New Jersey.
Well, you know, I tell you, like I said here the other night, I'm not even sure. You know, it would be interesting to see if he could even get elected again in New York, which I just have a feeling he probably couldn't. So his bet is to go national, and that's what he wants to do. And
From how he talked, what he talked about, it's probably his first rodeo to guys over 60 years old. he's not a working man. And those were two things. I got two other points here now.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happened with Szymanski and American Free Press? Why does he not write for them anymore?
Well, he was submitting articles that the guys down there just didn't really feel comfortable with. And that's been really over a year ago.
Well,
and,
guess what? He's back. He's back on RBN.
Right, I understand he is. Yeah, I've never met Greg. I did a show with him one time with this guy, John Eric Phelps.
Right. Hey, just remember, there was that guy who ever been calling in was telling you about Bolin, and then there was another guy calling you and telling you about Danner, and then I was calling you and telling you about Szymanski. So in the future, some of us, we listen to the people. It's not just one or two programs because we got the time and the availability, and we hear things, you know, either there's something missing or there's something there. That's all I want to say on that. Now, finally, Jerry Spence, the Maverick lawyer out in Wyoming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has written a new book, and here's the title of it. I went into the library, and the woman almost dropped dead when I told her it, but this is the title. Bloodthirsty Bitches and Pious Pimps of Power. And that's about your Ann Coulter, O'Reilly, Pat Robertson et al.
They are a real scuzzy crowd.
Well, I'll tell you what, I requested them to get that book because I can't buy any more books now than I already have. And hopefully if they do, then I'll ask them to put it in the library.
It sounds like a good book. I'm going to check it out myself.
All right, have a good week.
All right, thanks, country boy. Take care of yourself. All right, let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, come on up. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, there we go. Thought I lost you.
All right. Good evening, Mike. Listen, with this brewing situation in Iran, I just wanted to bring up a topic I've heard it discussed so many times in the past about what is the real situation of Russia, and in particular Putin's government in Russia in the New World Order.
Well, I tell you, that my take on it is based upon a lot of things I've read on my own and a lot of things people I know who have studied Russia very carefully have to say, and that includes my former colleague at the Barnes Review, Dr. Raphael Johnson.
You know, I've listened to his interviews with Rick Adams.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
And I mean, he makes an excellent case for Putin being a genuine nationalist and a anti-New World Order guy. But what really struck me, Mike, is that this recent UN vote on Iran, where Russia voted along with the United States.
Yeah, I don't know what to, you know, I tell you, now there's the kind of thing, items like that, that's a good point, very good for you, Jim. Things like that puzzle me in the bigger picture vis-a-vis Russia. On the whole, I think probably you have to look at Putin from two angles. Number one, what he's doing in Russia itself. Because, you know, he's got a lot of problems there in Russia. He's doing a real balancing act there. He's on a tightrope, you know. And he has to take care of things at home. But on the other hand, you know, there's all these brush fires around the world that inevitably involve Russia. And one of those brush fires, that's kind of an understatement describing the potential war with Iran. But I think he probably has to kind of play a tightrope on the international scene as well, too. You know, it's like nobody's perfect. Some people are just some people were just obviously very bad and very rotten, people like George W. Bush. But then there's other people like Putin who, to me, for the most part, seem to be on the right track. And a lot of the things that he does may not be in the best interest of the United States, per se, but they are in the best interest of his own country, and maybe really in the best interest of the whole world. You know, it's a rough situation, because I don't like George W. Bush, but I love my country. Right. And like I say, I think that maybe some of the things Putin is doing, has done, and will do, may be contrary to George W. Bush, and therefore, in the end, in the long run, beneficial for the United States. So I guess we got to look at somebody like Putin. We don't want to either say he's black or he's white. There's a lot of grays there.
I understand. The situation is nuanced and is complicated and so forth. But to me, when the chips come down on the table, and the vote comes down on the table, and this vote, and the White House actually released a statement. They said that Putin and Bush had shared a phone call over this UN resolution, and they actually came out and said that they needed to maintain a unified stance on Iran's nuclear program. You know, with the Jewish lobby beating the war drums for Iran, this to me is really an ominous factor.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, there's another way you can look at it, too, and this is just pure speculation on my part. There are a lot of people who have suggested at one time or another that, well, okay, let's hold Iran's feet to the fire and say to Iran, you can't build nuclear weapons. And then they say under their breath, and if maybe we can convince the Iranians to stop, maybe then we can turn the world's pressure on Israel to stop. So when you talk about nuances, there could be those kind of nuances involved there too. I hear the hesitation in your voice, and the hesitation is the same kind of hesitation that I feel too in looking at the situation.
Right.
It is. It's a very difficult thing, and I kind of leave wiggle room for a lot of these foreign governments and foreign leaders, because you know they are dealing with the United States, and they're dealing with a country that is being run right now by a madman who's surrounded by a real sleazy group of criminals who have not only got us into one war and they're trying to get us in deeper, but now they want to get us into another war with another country. So you know, sometimes you have to deal with the devil.
Yeah, but you know, Mike, I tell you, Webster Tarpley has written, you know, his book on 9/11.
Yeah, good book.
And
yeah,
I've heard him give radio interviews as well, and he makes a really good point about the phone call that Putin and Bush shared right on 9/11. And his understanding of reading various academic journals and so forth is that apparently Putin gave George Bush a green light, an okay, to essentially make a geopolitical move into Central Asia. And this kind of Putin-Bush phone call on Iran almost seems like it's the same thing to me. So it just seems so hard for me to believe.
I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong.
And I just one more thing, Mike.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I just read this is an article in today's Russian news organization called ITAR-TASS. Have you ever heard of them?
Maybe, but go ahead.
Okay, it's ITAR-TASS.com.
Okay.
Now this is Putin himself. This is what he says. President Vladimir Putin has called on non-governmental organizations to come out loudly and clearly against any manifestations of nationalism and racial intolerance. Manifestations of nationalism, xenophobia, and religious and racial intolerance are not only a crude violation of rights of Russian and foreign citizens, but also a major threat to stability and security in the country. That, to me, sounds like a scary statement to me.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I don't know what the context of that was, but that is interesting that he said that. Very, very interesting. What it all comes down to, you know, in a situation like that, in a country like Russia, where there are a lot of ethnic minorities, that is probably what he's talking about. But, you know, again, I notice I use the word probably. I don't know. I don't know, and I don't want to say, but that's interesting. I'll tell you what, you've given me some food for thought here, and it may not be the most comfortable food, but it's food nonetheless.
No, I mean, I always want to try and keep an open mind on what was happening in Russia with Putin's government. And like I said, Matt Johnson makes a great case for him being a nationalistic patriot, but I have my doubts, Mike.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I mean, like I say, I don't think the case is closed yet. I think it's very much open. But I appreciate your call. Very interesting, Jim. Thanks for your call. All right, folks, we are wrapping up this hour here. When we come back, I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more callers. Stay tuned.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer. I would be remiss in not mentioning that I finally saw the movie The Good Shepherd, the spy film with Matt Damon, Robert De Niro, and Angelina Jolie, who is the grandniece of my old colleague from the Spotlight, the late Joseph P. Camp. Joseph P. Camp was one of America's premier anti-Zionist and anti-communist writers, working back, beginning in the 1920s up into the 1980s. Fantastic old man. I don't think Miss Jolie is about to claim Uncle Joe, but he was a good man. The Good Shepherd is a movie you really need to see, folks. They're giving it good reviews, and it is a good movie because it gives some very interesting insights into the very strange world of the Central Intelligence Agency and of the often bizarre lifestyles and mindsets of the people in the CIA. And a lot of people will find interesting the fact that they show at least a movie version of an initiation into the Skull and Bones secret society at Yale. That's in the movie, folks. You'll definitely want to check it out. Good movie, interesting movie. I may go to see it again. Lots of nuances. All right, let's go to Don from Ohio. Don, we only have a couple minutes here, but we'll give them to you.
Yeah, there's not much time, so I'm going to try to get this off, and maybe you can tackle a couple of the questions tomorrow and some comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
First off, do you have access to the Internet at present?
Yes.
Punch in U.S. military secrets on YouTube and see a jet take off from underneath the sea, and you have to ask who approved this, you know, this technology. How much did it cost? Who initiated it? What is its tactical mission statement? Earlier, somebody said something about Arizona Bowl game. It's the Fiesta Bowl, I believe.
Okay.
Okay, there's these birds dying all around, you know, the world, basically. I know about Esperance, Australia, and Austin, Texas, and stuff like that, but there's other places and stuff like that. So somebody needs to find out what's going on with that. You have sinuses and stuff. Do you remember when Contact was out? I mean, I remember because I had bad sinuses, and Contact worked for me. It was the little capsule with all the little...
Right, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, it disappeared, but it worked for me. Why did it disappear if it worked? No one, you know, sued it as far as I know. Why, you know, I mean, I can't find it anyways.
Very interesting. I hadn't even thought, you know, that's funny. I totally forgot about that, and, you know, that's interesting.
It worked too damn good is what it
is. That may very well be the case, exactly.
They wanted you to buy a bunch of different things, try to find out, hey, this might work. No, they don't work. That first thing did work. Actually, it worked for me anyways. Somebody said something earlier about Szymanski. Hey, leave the guy alone. The guy's, you know, got a lot of good stories out there. We don't know what's going on with Wanta and stuff like that. I mean,
I don't have any problem with Greg Szymanski. Greg wrote a lot of good stuff for American Free Press, and as I say, I'm not actually on the staff of American Free Press any more than Greg Szymanski was. So I'm not tuned into a lot of the stuff that goes on there, you know. But that's just my understanding, and. You know, as I say, I think he contributes a great deal with his research and his journalism.
Okay, are you going to figure out what's going on with the battle statistics between Statmiller and the other station out there?
Well, I'm not privy to that.
Come on, delve into it, man.
All right, well, I can't
Scientific
do it.
Mind.
I can't do it tonight, Don. A little late here in D.C. I'm going to go to bed. All right, thanks for your call. Apologies to Gene in Texas and Mike in Arizona. We couldn't get them up tonight, but try tomorrow night, fellas. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. And if it gives you a headache, you know what to do. Take that headache, stay gone, because it works.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. go to rbnlive.com's Freedom Store, notyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.